Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Financial Freedom Unchained podcast, episode 6, where we will be talking about mental reframe. And I'm your host, Elizabeth Green, and I'm here with the beautifully talented Shelly Welton.
Hey, everyone.
So we're going to start off by quoting a quote from the podcast that we were listening to on the People's Platform. For those of you who do not know what the People's Platform is, it is a wonderful way to mentally reframe your mindset. And the reason we want to talk about this is because a lot of people don't know how to turn a negative into positive. So they start off with this. Chris Brady and Orrin Woodward, wonderful guys. It's not what happens to you, it's how you handle it.
And the next quote is, out of the abundance of the heart flows words of the mouth.
Yes. And so I have to ask everyone this, how do you see things? Do you see the glass as half full or half empty? Are you an optimistic person or a pessimistic person? Some of us see things one way while others see it another. For me, when I was homeless, I saw it as losing everything in the moment. But as I had time to process what had happened, I came to a completely different mind frame on it. I didn't lose everything. I was able to restart my life with a clean slate. I was able to live in a new, more peaceful home with great neighbors and a quiet area where I would feel comfortable with my children. I was able to mentally reframe the situation from a negative to a positive, and it made all the difference in the world. Shelly, is there a time in your life where you had to mentally reframe the situation?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, with COVID, a lot of people suffered during the pandemic mentally, and, you know, people are still recovering. I mean, that's going to be years, long years of healing. But for me, I was working in the hospital, and I just came to a realization that even though there's all this negativity and what's happening, what's going on in the world, I had to just reframe my mind into, you got to keep going. You got to keep pushing. I have a family to support. And that's when I really had to sit down and, you know, look at my life and do I want to work a 9-to-5? All these restrictions that are going on and what's happening. So yeah, like I just sat down, there is a positive to this. And that was me becoming an entrepreneur. I took the leap of faith and I guess me leaving the hospital was a positive way of me finding and opening that door into entrepreneurship and networking and meeting new people that's going to help me down the line.
Yes, 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 I agree. So a lot of people ask us, like, why are we doing this podcast and what is the People's Platform that we talk about? So the reason we're doing this podcast is because a lot of times people think that they're alone. Like when I was in the situation I was 4.5 years ago, I felt alone and I felt like I didn't have anyone to talk to. And the people I did talk to, they didn't understand because they were never in the situation that I was in. They tried to support in any way that they could. And I mean, some of it helped, but at other times I was just like, not everyone understood what I was going through. And so for myself, I wasn't just homeless. Like I had to leave my job because I didn't have anyone to help with my children while I was at work. And it's really hard when you're in that situation. And although my job said, like, you know, when things are all figured out that I could go back, I couldn't. So when I was housed, like I still didn't really have the help that I needed with my children. And so I couldn't go work a regular job. So when Shelly came to me about the People's Platform, it took me a week, but I got on a meeting with her and it was everything I prayed for. So for myself, if you listen to the first podcast where we share a story, I needed help with financial, like learning about money and how I could keep more of my money so that I could save some of it and also invest it. I also needed to work on myself because I really wanted to be a life coach. I want to be able to help people. I want to share my story because you're not alone. There's homeless people out there. I have other stories that I could share of things that I've been through.
But we're going to save those for other podcasts.
Yes. And a lot of times, like, people feel alone. I felt alone. I no longer feel like that anymore, especially since being introduced to the platform, because there's podcasts on not just the financial literacy, on personal development, professional development. I was able to learn people skills. I was able to change my mindset on a lot of things.
Mental reframing.
Yes. And for years, we are taught to do things a certain way. We're taught to go to school, get a job,
grades, go to college.
Yeah.
Get married.
And there's nothing wrong with it, guys. A lot of people are meant to do that. But for some of us, we're not. And I just felt like I was made for more. I hated working 9 to 5. And don't get me wrong, I did it from the age of 16 all the way to the age of 33. And some jobs, like, I met great people. I hated having to get up at a certain time and go work for people at a certain time and go on a break at a certain time and lunch at a certain time and have to ask to go to the bathroom when I need to go to the bathroom. Sometimes that caused problems, especially when I was pregnant with my children. There was people that would say stuff about it, and it's like, I'm pregnant. Like, I can't, it's not something I can really control. So just, like, small things like that, I just couldn't handle it. Like, I'm a free spirit. I want to be able to do things on my time, the way I want to do them. And I do not want to ask anybody for permission.
Right. So, yeah, mental reframing. Everybody goes through adversities in life. And I guess the whole point of this is use adversity to your advantage. There's going to be a positive, even though you don't see it, I guess, right there at the time, right? It could be a week, 2 weeks, 3, 4 months down the line. But if you give yourself that time to search for the answers, you're going to find them. And I'm just so blessed for this opportunity that was presented before me. I saw the presentation, and again, mental reframing. I was like, you know what? We've been taught to do this, 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 and this, and it's not working. I was looking for more time freedom. And I took all the negatives and turned them into a positive, and that's where we started our entrepreneurial journey.
Yes, and for a lot of people, they're like, well, you know, there's not a lot of positive stuff happening in my life, or maybe you don't have support or people around you who are positive who can feed you the positivity that you need. So one of the things I would suggest is to change the things that you listen to. So I have not personally watched the news even before I joined the People's Platform. I've not watched the news in a good 10 years. I feel like anything that needs to get to me is going to get to me without me having to watch the news. And music, I used to listen to a lot of music, and some of the lyrics I would listen to, some I wasn't really paying attention to. For me, it was more of the beat of what was going on in the background, and the words I didn't realize were subconsciously being programmed in my head. So just be careful what you're putting in your ears that's getting to your brain, because the platform provides audios for everything, not just mental.
Inspirational.
Yes, audios. Inspirational, motivational. It's a positive reaffirmations every single day. That is something that everybody needs. Not everybody has it. And if you don't have that in your life, I suggest that you do try the platform out. There is a few systems put in place to help you get to where you need to be, to help you sit down, write things out, and get to re-know yourself. So I relearned who I am. And when we're younger, we're taught to have a dream. And as we get older, we kind of lose what that is, because, again, we're taught to follow somebody else's dream and help them make their dreams come true. Whereas this platform helps you, you know, what do you want? What do you see yourself as? What do you want to attain in life? Who do you want to help? Because at the end of the day, guys, that's what it's about. we are here to help someone in some way, shape, or form. And that was one of the reasons, again, for starting the podcast. So the platform allowed us to get out of our comfort zone and try something different. And the podcast is allowing us to reach
millions.
Yeah, a lot of people. We're in 23 countries. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher.
Yeah,
Ghana, just a lot of platforms, guys. And
using our voice to get the message out that surround yourself with positive people. Reframing is vital for your success, whether it be, you know, working, starting your own business, family, relationships, teenage sons, hint, hint, Brayden. I love my son, 17 years old. And, you know, there's lots of trials and tribulations. But again, I had to look deep inside myself and how can I fix this? How can I reframe how the situation is going to play out? So again, proximity is power. You guys, surround yourself with like-minded people who are going through the same situations or who want better for themselves. This platform has just been a blessing to me these last 2 years, especially with what's been going on. You have to reframe your mind or you're just going to get sucked into that negative, vile, you know, like you can just go on and on. And then that leads to health problems and sickness. And like the more research we do on mental reframing and cognitive skills, like, again, guys, it is just so vital to surround yourself with positive people and how you think.
Yes, and what you listen to. There is something called your upper limit problem. And when we are trying to change is a process. When we're trying to change and we hit like that next level of we're getting there, we're starting to reach our goals, we're coming out of our comfort. Yes, we're seeing fruit on the tree, we're coming out of our comfort zone. Something happens that's like, nope, and it just stops you dead in your tracks. For me, so last weekend we went to a conference in Quebec for the People's Platform.
Up in Canada for those yes. who don't know.
But the week before that, everything that could happen to prevent me from going that weekend happened. And it's a good thing that I had already paid for the weekend, because I probably would have changed my mind about going, because we had been recording our podcast that weekend for the two podcasts previous to this, and some things went wrong, so we had to postpone. Like the audio wasn't working, we had some tech difficulties, we had to fix that up. Yes, reschedule for like the afternoon. And then I was like, okay, in the afternoon after we're done, I also do, I'm a personal shopper, so I'm like, I'm gonna go do that after we're done. And so I tried to go do that, but then the car broke down. I had to call Shelly to come. The great friend that she is, she came and helped me out. And to top it off, at the end of the day, when I was getting myself and my children ready for bed, I asked my daughter to go turn off the TV, and the TV literally fell off the TV stand, smashed, and it no longer works.
That's a pretty shitty like way to start.
Yes, that was a bad Saturday. And I was like,
but okay. Did you get through it?
I did get through it, guys. Normally, like before the platform, I probably would have dwelled on it. Like, why me? Why is all this happening? Like, I can't go now because I got to go fix this and this and this with my money. And it would have been a different mind frame if I hadn't done the work on myself for the past couple of years that I've been doing. And I made it to Quebec and it was an awesome weekend, guys. I lost my voice. I don't know if you could tell. I'm just getting it back. It's a little bit raspy still, but it was horrible. I don't think I cheered that much in my life. I don't think I talked that much in my life. I think it was like nonstop talking. It was 9 hours there, 9 hours back, and we're just talking. I think I did the most talking,
But it's liberating though. How do you feel after getting?
Oh, I felt great. My throat was like, what are you doing to me? But it was okay.
So what would you say, yes, to the people, our listeners, it's getting the people on the right path, right? It's always, no, it's not for me, or I have, like, we just did an interview, ladies and gentlemen. She has 8 kids, 8, and she's very successful, just a plethora of accolades under her belt. And she said she literally just jumps into action and thinks later.
Yes.
Why? Because she wants to support and provide for her family. 8 kids. I literally don't know how she does it. I have 3 and I'm still, you know, sometimes you feel that stress. She has 8.
Yes, we're getting it done. I highly encourage you to listen to that episode 5. I actually encourage you to listen to all the episodes, guys,
yes.
From 1 to 6.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Yep, so 5 of your friends. You can find us on IG at miss.liz.yay.
And Miss Shelley 33 on Instagram and Miss Shelley 331 on Twitter.
Yes, and if you'd like to know what the people's platform is, because you don't know what it is, reach out to us at our email, ffunchainedpodcast@gmail.com, and just subject it to Shelley or Elizabeth, and one of us will get back to you. A lot of times we find that people make a lot of excuses. Stop making excuses. And before you say no, take the time to get the information, whether it be about the people's platform or something else that can help you on your journey to get from my life isn't where I want it to be to where you want it to be. I suggest you get the information on it, because a lot of times we pray for things and we're getting the answers, but we're saying no because we don't know.
What we don't know.
Yes, we don't know what we don't know. And in order to find out, at least get the information. So guys, we highly encourage you to hop on a Zoom with us, get the information, and it could be everything you pray for. It was everything I prayed for, I can tell you that much. Yeah. Everything and more. So what the platform does is they undersell and overdeliver. So we highly encourage you to get the information on that. Or like I said, if it's not the people's platform, get information on something that will help you before you say no to it. Because 9 times out of 10, it's the answer you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And I would recommend, I'm not sure if it's for mental reframing, but the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People was absolutely life-changing for me. And I've read it, I think this will be my 3rd time. And every time you read it, there's something new that pops out that you missed the first time, the 2nd time. And it literally reading, try to squeeze in 15 minutes. I know people are like, oh, I'm busy, this, that. Schedule those 15 minutes for your, you deserve it. You deserve to have success and have your time freedom and live the life that you want and how to raise your children. And people are like, oh, by reading? Yes, by reading, because some of the information in these books are transformational and not just transactional.
Yes, guys, it's stuff that should be taught in schools but isn't. And I would say that it is geared to mental reframing. It starts with mental reframing, but it teaches you habits that you should be doing to get to where you want to go.
And with that being said,
we are going to hop off, but we'd like you to like, subscribe, and share with 5 of your friends.
5's the magic number.
And remember to email us at ffunchainedpodcast@gmail.com to get the info that could be the answer that you're looking for that will change your life. Have a great day, y'all.
Stay hydrated. It's a hot one.
Yes.